Welcome back to your Daily Dose. It's me, Nick. Bob recently went out west to help facilitate and inspire a group of people that he works with. Little did he know that he would have the love and support of a very good friend who happened to be working the same event in California. It was a wonderful coincidence and synchronicity that you'll hear about on today's episode. Enjoy.
Did you know Mark was going to be out there? Or was that a surprise?
I knew just before because he had reached out and said, "Hey, did I see this right that you're going to be hosting this event?" And I said, "Yes." So I was actually psyched to begin with that he was going to be there. One, because I know of his legendary producing skills. I mean, I know that he's really good at what he does. I didn't know how good he was at what he does. But then just seeing him in the room, he's constantly got that little over-the-ear microphone, yeah. Right? He's in all black the whole time, but looks damn good in black. And he's ready to take care of you in any way he can. And I wasn't used to being taken care of that way. Like, What kind of music do you want on your walk up? You know, what kind of music do you want during this exercise? How high do you want that music or low? Do you want me to fade it in and out, or you want me to just start it and stop it? What kind of lighting would you like in the room? Did you want a handheld over the? I mean, he offered me all of these options, but not like that, not like all in a pile. Just as we went, I'd never realized how many options I had.
Yeah.
And then he was a buddy that I could just go to the back of the room and observe things with. Yeah. You know, because we had some interesting. Experiences for this. And this was for the Themed Entertainment Association's international conference called Inspire. And I was facilitating the first ever leadership forum for this group. And these are the builders of themed entertainment. They're the theme park builders. They're the people that the Disneys and Universals of the world hire to come build their rides. And plus, there are hundreds of smaller theme parks and attractions and museums and zoos that these folks build stuff for. So I got to be in the room and be the leader of these leaders for a half-day program, which was awesome. And Mark was my producer for that. And he was in the room the whole time. Actually shot a couple of pictures of me in action, which a friend does, right? Which was really sweet and awesome. And then I had to go from there into the larger assembly and do three large group exercises with about, I think, 360, 380 people. And that was fun. It really was fun.
So I just think it's you know, it's a small world after all.
Yeah.
Sorry, you were at Disney, and themed entertainment. But, you know, the fact that you were going out there, had no idea that he was going to be working it, and yeah. It was just someone that you knew.
Yeah.
Both,
and wanted to know better.
Both people doing really great work that happened to come across each other at a job that needed good people.
And we work well together.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I mean, first, I knew he was serious when I got on stage and they have a presentation clock, which is the natural enemy of Bob Codgett, by the way.
Yeah, you don't like clocks in general. I noticed most of the ones here are broken in your house.
Or face down.
Yeah. Yes,
just because time is a man-made construct and I'm not going to be imprisoned by that.
So you're also the same way with money. Like, I have to pay for everything.
Well, I appreciate that you were willing to do that.
Because you say it's a man-made construct. And you're like, I don't believe in it.
Well, you can't go broke either, because guess what? It was a fake thing to begin with. So what? I don't have any more of a fake thing. So now I'm what? You're fakeless. You're real.
You're the most real person I know.
Thank you. Okay. Glad that I earned that. So anyways, they get the shot clock there. They get this presentation clock. And I say to Mark, "Oh, I'll enjoy ignoring that." And he looks at me so seriously and he goes, "Please don't. Please. I have so many moving parts here and so many people and some people that are just coming to this conference to see one thing at one certain time. So please don't ignore your clock." And at that point, I really didn't intend on ignoring it, but I intended just to kind of have my way with it a little bit. A minute here, a couple minutes there. But when my friend says to me, "Please don't do that," I came in early, actually. For a couple of them, I came in early, and for the others, I came in right on time.
Nice.
And that felt good, though, too, because here's the thing. If it's just, like, for a client or just for an event, I'm honestly less inclined. I'm less inclined. I didn't have that much time. I had, over the day and a half of this event, a total of 30 minutes in front of the audience, okay? That's three 10-minute bursts.
That's not enough, Bob.
That was my point, exactly.
Yeah.
So when they don't naturally give you enough Bob, I give a little more Bob.
Yeah.
It's such a nice experience to travel across the country for work and find a friend there waiting to help in a meaningful way. I hadn't even realized what a little miracle it was to have Mark Collins and I converge in California until Nick mentioned it. Amazingly, Nick spent a very recent weekend with Mark when he attended an antiquated book festival in New York City, so you'll probably be hearing more about that dude in the near future. That wraps up this episode of The Dose. We'll catch you next time.